There it is. Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. I'm sitting here on the bedside table of children all over the world. I'm sitting in my little candlestick holder, and I am Mr. Candle. I visit with the boys and girls everywhere on Earth, and whether they have candles or not, I go to visit them. And I don't need a candle to be there. I am a candle, but I don't need a candle to be there. I can be anywhere at all. And I was in a place that was not very nice. I was visiting with a young boy who was just 2 years old. And he was with his mother, and his mother had been put in prison. And I went to prison with her, because there was no place for me to be otherwise, and so she took care of me in prison. And so here I was living in this cell with my mother in prison. And that was quite an experience, and I'm just 2 years old. Well, you sound very erudite for a two-year-old child. Well, Mr. Candle's telling the story, and that's why I sound so brilliant. But actually, I'm quite brilliant anyhow. That's why Mr. Candle chose me. Now, how in the world did I ever go to prison with my mommy? When my mommy did something bad, she had to go to prison. Now,
right away, you want to know what she did bad. You want to know the terrible thing my mother did. You want to know how bad my mother was and why she went to prison.
I'm not going to tell you. It's none of your business. What's our business, or my business, is that I was with her. So, mother took me to the chow hall with her, and all the ladies just were so nice to me and so friendly to me, because here's this little two-year-old kid, you know, with his mother. There were a few other mothers that had their babies too, but I was the cutest one. And so, after dinner, we went back to our cell, and we sat on the edge of my bunk. And I said, Mommy, 2 years old, I said, Mommy, tell me a story. And Mommy says, why, certainly. So Mommy told me a story. And you know what my name is? You know what my name is? Thanks a lot. My name is Freddie. And so, yeah. It's easy to say it after I say what it is, yeah. So, I was sitting on the bunk there with my mom, and I was sort of laying across the bunk with my feet up on the edge of the wall, you know, high up on the wall, and my head was by my mom, on my mommy's lap. And Mommy was telling me a story. And she said, Freddie, once upon a time, there was a little boy and his mother, and they were walking down the street together. And as they walked down the street, they saw all this activity going on, and they looked over to see what it was, being nosy as humans are. And in the process, somebody said, she did it. And the police came along and grabbed a hold of me and took me to prison. Just because somebody said she did it, they don't even know the person who said she did it, because that person disappeared. And there I was, the only person that someone had said she did it. Well, son, I didn't do anything. You know that I was with you. We were walking along together, holding hands and just walking down the street. And now, here we are in prison. Now, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? Here we are in prison. And it's not a nice place. It's not a bad place, but it's not a nice place. Because, you know, you don't have any of your toys, and you can't go in and out and play as you'd like. You're behind the lock here. And Freddie said, Mommy, I'm with you, and that's all that matters. And Freddie's mommy said, yes, that's true. That's true. We're together, and that's all that matters. So Freddie's mommy held him in her arms, and she said, Freddie, let's close our eyes, and let's take a little trip. So they closed her eyes. And she said, now, I'm going to take you to visit Grandma. And Freddie says, Grandma? "What's a grandma?" Because he hadn't met his grandmother yet. And he's, remember, only 2 years old. And his mother said, "Well, grandma, that's my mother." "Your mother? You have a mother? Isn't she too old to be living anymore? My goodness, you know." "No, she's just 50 years, 40 years old, something like that. Just a young grandma, you know." "Oh, boy. Well, now, let's just close her eyes. Close them again. Now, we'll go visit grandma." "Grandma." "Yeah?" "I brought Freddie to visit you." "Oh, how wonderful. My special grandson. He's the most wonderful boy in the world. He is so intelligent. He's so beautiful. He's so lovely. He's so fantastic. Hey, Mommy." "Yeah?" "Mommy?" "Yes, Freddie." "Can I open my eyes? I want to see Grandma." "Well, you keep your eyes closed and you get a better picture over that way." "Okay." So Freddie kept his eyes closed. And in his eyes, inside his head, he visualized the most beautiful lady in the world. And he says, "That's my grandma." And he told his mom, he says, "I can see the most beautiful lady that I've ever seen, and that's grandma." "Well, okay." "And she's a nice lady." "Yeah." "And she drives a Cadillac." "What did you say Cadillac for, Freddie? You don't even know what a car is, what a Cadillac is." "Well, I heard it." "Okay, that's a good reason for saying it. Now, Freddie, grandma is a nice lady. And grandma's going to be coming to visit us soon. And she's going to want to take you with her. Now, when she does that, you go along with her. Because grandma has a nice home and a big yard you can play in, and it'll be very nice. And until we get this thing all settled and I get back home again, it's better for you to be in a nice home. But Mom, I want to be with you. It's fun being with you. How many kids get to go to prison? Look, you're 2 years old, shut up. Now, so Freddie is acting very mature, as you can tell. But that's Mr. Sandman putting his 2 cents in there too. So Mama says, "Freddie, is that okay with you? Will you go with Grandma?" "Okay, Mom, whatever you tell me to do, I will do." 2 years old. And if Mozart can play the violin at 3, this kid can talk pretty good at 2. When do they start talking? One and a half? Yeah, they start talking. Well, Freddie was very loquacious, very much an outstanding child. So Grandma came. And she was just as beautiful as Freddie remembered her from his closed eyes. And he says, "I know you're my grandma, because I saw a picture of you when I had my eyes closed, and Mommy told me all about you." "You did? Well, I just got in town. I was down in South America. I was dancing with the down in South America, and we were having a good time." "Well, Grandma, you came home just for me?" "Well, son, it's not a matter I came home for you. It's a matter I came home for my family. And you're my family. And your mom is my daughter. Now, I got to go back to South America because I got to continue with my gig down there." "What's a gig, Grandma?" "Well, I'm a dancer." "Oh, my goodness. I wonder, can I dance too?" "Well, maybe. We'll see, Freddie." So Grandma took Freddie to South America, down to Peru, and they were dancing and then having a good time. And Freddie went with Grandma every night to the place where they danced and the place where they performed. And Freddie just was such a charming, outstanding little boy that everybody wanted to be nice to him. And they brought him little gifts and little presents, and they brought him diamond rings, and they brought him watches and all these things. And Freddie had no idea what they were all for, but he thought they were pretty. And so he gave them to his mother. And his mother said, "Thank you, Freddie. That's wonderful." His grandmother, that is, you know. And so then his mother went before the judge. And as she went before the judge, she asked me to come along. So, Mr. Candle, I went with her. And as she stood before the judge says, "Why shouldn't I find you guilty?" And she said, "Because I didn't do it. I was just walking by with my little boy, and I had a big nose, and I had stuck it in there to see what's going on, instead of minding my own business, and then someone said I did it." And whatever it was that I was supposed to do, I don't know, but I didn't do it. And he said, well, what the thing is, you robbed the bank, and you took $20 million from the bank, and you have it in your purse there. And she said, well, didn't you check my purse out? And he said, well, no, they didn't. And now let's see your purse. And she says, Judge, whatever is in my purse you can have, except for my little boy's ring that he wore just after he was born. Well, there's nothing in this purse, just a few dollars, and nothing. Why would they say you did it? Well, I don't know. But it was an experience that perhaps I had to have for some reason. And me, Mr. Candle, is standing by her and saying, play it cool, baby, play it cool. Don't say too much, just play it cool. Just be honest and play it cool. And so she said to the judge, my mother came from South America, where she is dancing with the blah blahs, to pick up my son and take him with her to South America, and I'll be so happy to have him home again. And the judge says, lady, you've been given a bad rap. And Mr. Candle, I sat there and I watched and I said, go for it, judge, now. Say something nice. Say something nice. And so the judge says, lady, I am going to take you to South America to visit with your mom and bring your son back home. And the court is going to lease you a beautiful new apartment with a year's lease paid for you to be all set to get yourself on your feet. Is that okay with you? Oh, yes! And so that's what she did. Now, many of the mothers would, of course, want to sue the court and for false arrest and all these other things, but she didn't. She just said, hey, I have my son, I have me, I have my reputation, I'm okay, I don't need to do anything. And so she came back home. And Mr. Candle, that's me, I visit them every night like I did everybody else. And I said to Freddie, Freddie, what did you think of living with your grandma down in South America? He says, boy, oh boy, oh boy, are they pretty ladies, you know. And I said, well, would you like to go live there again? Well, wherever mommy is, that's where I want to be. That's the only thing important to me. And boys and girls, that's the only thing important to any of us, is to be with our mommy and daddy and to love them and know that no matter what happens to them, we always love them and believe in them because they always turn out good because they're our mommy and daddy. Oh, look at that. Here comes Mr. Sandman. He's got a bag of pixie dust. He's going to sprinkle it all over you kids. Now jump into bed there. Everybody jumped into bed. Okay, kids. See you another night. Happy dreams. And know that I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.